This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Our khutbah today is about the conspiracy theory mindset. Why people believe in conspiracies, why Muslims in particular are prone to believing in them, what are the harms, how to prevent this type of thought, and how to help people who believe in these theories. And they range from anything, from sports to medicine to politics, you name it, there's some kind of conspiracy theory behind it. From the moon landing to the assassination of JFK to 9/11 to flat earthers to COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccine. And with these last two in particular, you can see how misinformation can harm and even endanger people. And in the age of information, lies and misinformation, they spread much faster. So first we want to examine, why are conspiracy theories so attractive to people? What are the reasons people are so attracted to conspiracy theories? The first is that human beings have a need for certainty and a need for closure. How and why is so important to people that when there are no clear answers, people look for their own or make up their own answers, because they need to know. Having closure is so important to human beings. Being in the know is so important for human beings. An example of that from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first encountered Jibril alaihi salam, he was so scared that he came home. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, meaning later she's narrating, yarjufu fu'adu. His heart is shaking from fear. And he, as you know, said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me up. And he wants to stay in his bed covered and shaking out of fear. Then fast forward a few days later, he actually walks back to the location where he met Jibreel. Why? And in the beginning, you would imagine someone would be afraid to leave their bed, leave their bedroom, leave their home, barely venture out into the streets. But because of wanting closure, wanting to know what happened, what does this mean, what is this message, what does that make me, the need to know is so important in human beings that the Prophet ﷺ forgot his fear and went all the way to the mountain to look for Jibreel, hoping to get some kind of answer. So answers are important for people. And the need for certainty and the need to know causes people to come up and accept any kind of explanation. Now, another reason why conspiracy theories are attractive to people is that not knowing gives people a feeling of being powerless and not having control. So any answer, whether good or bad, can give the people that sense of control, the sense that I know what is happening. And so conspiracy theories then offer an explanation, and to a lot of people that explanation is better than no explanation. It is also attached to a desire to feel special for some people. The fact that I know what no one else knows, or the whole world believes this, but I'm amongst the few that know what is really happening. And so some people, from their desire to feel special and more knowledgeable than others, they start to accept these theories. It is also related to being less educated in general, or being less educated in a particular subject matter. An example, there is a video that is being passed around on WhatsApp where there is a woman being vaccinated for COVID-19. And they interview her right after the vaccination. And she starts, in the middle of speaking, she starts to feel faint and she starts to faint. And so the theorists are so happy, saying this is proof that the vaccine is bad for you. The woman started fainting right after taking the vaccine. But did you know that fainting after any vaccination is fairly common? There was one study where they found people fainting, a small number of people fainting after the HPV vaccine and the MCV4 and the Tdap vaccine. The ingredients of these three vaccines are different. So the scientists then believed that the fainting is due to the vaccination process and not the vaccines themselves. If it was the vaccines themselves, it would be not, the chemicals are different. So why are they all fainting? And fainting itself, they mention, is triggered by pain and anxiety. And some people, the anxiety or the pain or both in the vaccination process causes them to feel faint later on. But if people knew that information, they would know that that isolated video is not a, that's not proof, and it doesn't indicate anything. This can happen with any type of vaccination or any type of shot for that matter. The other problem is that people don't examine all the evidence. So they tell you that COVID-19 is caused by the 5G network. And then they show you the 5G network map and this, the map of the spread of COVID-19, and they look exactly, almost exactly alike. So they say this is the cause of the other. But of course they're gonna look alike because they're based on population density. COVID-19 will spread in cities where there are many people, large cities where there's a dense population. 5G towers will be placed in areas of large cities where there's a dense population. They're not gonna put 5G towers in the middle of the desert or in the mountains or in open spaces where nobody's there. So that's the relationship between the two. But people only looked at half the evidence and didn't look at the full evidence. Now, Muslims in particular are also very susceptible to believing in theories because we have a history of being lied to. People in their home countries are used to the government constantly lying to them, and the news and their stations are controlled by the government, so they're spewing out lies continuously. So they learn to distrust the media. In the West in particular, we have seen for the longest time the media deflate and inflate numbers when it comes to Islam, outright lying when it comes to Islam. So we learn to distrust what is in the news, and sometimes that distrust carries over to anything that is mentioned in the news. So these are the reasons why conspiracy theories are so attractive to people. Now let's examine why conspiracy theories are theorists are so adamant and so firm on their position. The first thing is called confirmation bias. This is where we only seek information that agrees with what we already believe. And flat earthers are very guilty of this. And there are many flat earthers amongst the Muslim community as well. Flat earthers, what they do is they accept whatever information agrees with their idea that the earth is flat and it is not a globe. But then they reject any strong evidence that disproves that theory of flat earth. So in a sense, they don't see the other evidence. They're just biased to information, and they only take information that confirms that bias or that theory that they already have. And there are documentaries on this where they even interview some leaders in the flat earth movement or idea, and when it comes to evidence that's very strong that the earth is round, they actually say this is problematic, and they ignore that evidence, and they only mention the ones that agree with them that the earth is flat. The other problem or reason why people insist on these conspiracies is that they're inherently self-sealing. Any contradictory evidence is dismissed because it's from the conspirators. Any evidence that disagrees, it's from the other camp, the other guys, so we don't accept it. Earlier we mentioned that we mentioned information about fainting from vaccines. That information actually came from CDC.org, meaning the Center for Disease Control. So now someone who doesn't believe in the vaccine or thinks that it's harmful or that will kill you or that it's fainting you because it's bad and so on, now that they know this information came from the CDC, they will reject it immediately. The information is useless now because the CDC are the vaccine people themselves. So it's self-sealing. We only accept information, our information, and anything contrary is from those who are against us. So how will you ever examine any contrary evidence? How will you ever give it a chance? Because it's self-sealing. You're just within this bubble now, and you refuse to look outside. And anything from the outside, any strong argument, is from the conspirators. So you remain safe in that bubble. And that will bring us to the next point that is related to this. That everyone is in on the secret. Everyone is in on the conspiracy. We don't accept what medical doctors say because they're all in on it. They're all part of that camp. But the truth is, it's not possible for something like that to be a secret. If COVID-19 was a conspiracy or done on purpose or not really fatal or not really contagious or whatever these theories are, this secret couldn't be kept by thousands of doctors around the world. And in Muslim communities, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of doctors. All of them are in on it. Not a single whistleblower, not a single Muslim will just pull you aside and say, by the way, this is all fake, this is all false. Or when you say that to them, they'll tell you these doctors, they don't know what's really going on. They're not informed, or they're tricked, they're just fooled with everyone else. So all these doctors don't know that there's something going on in their own very field, but you have a degree in liberal arts and you figured it out from one Google search. That just doesn't make any sense. The moon landing was faked. There were 411,000 people, that's almost 500,000 people, involved in the moon landing. And if they were to keep this hoax a secret, and first of all, why would there be 500,000 people in a hoax like that? If it was all made in a studio, what do you need? 100 people maximum. Why do you hire 500,000 people and then you swear them to secrecy? And studies with people letting out secrets show that with that number of people, in 3.5 years, people would have started divulging this secret. But it's been over 40 years since that time period. So, and we have, this masjid is just down the road from NASA, not even 5 minutes away from NASA. And many in this room work for NASA. One of them, without giving his full name, but Brother Muhammad, gave me a tour of NASA. And his job used to be to calculate the trajectory, the entry trajectory or angle of the space shuttle when it re-enters or comes back to Earth. So if it's, and according to flat earthers, there's a dome, no one's ever been to outer space, you can't leave because there's like a glass dome over it. So if that's the case, Brother Muhammad, what was his job then? Why did they hire him and give him a salary and make him sit down for hours calculating something that doesn't even exist? Why would that be the case? Why all these employees in NASA to cover for a hoax and you pay them and give them health insurance? For what? There's always this big lack of logic here. Why would that be the case? And that brings us to what is known as the proportionality bias. And basically that says, big events must have a big cause. Just like small events have a small cause, big events have a big cause. That it is not true, by the way. A small event can cause something big. But in the way of thinking that is known as proportionality bias, people imagine that a big event must have a big cause. Something as big as COVID-19 affecting the whole world, there must be a big conspiracy behind it. China must be trying to do something. Bill Gates must be trying to do something. Let's look at the example of the assassination of JFK in 1963. That was a big event. And for many people, this big event couldn't have been caused by one man with one gun. So, therefore, there must have been a conspiracy. And there were others standing behind the picket fence, and so on and forth, and so forth. And by the way, how many of those people who believe in the conspiracy to assassinate JFK ever read the Warren Commission report? It's hundreds of pages. How many of them read it cover to cover? None of them, but they offer these explanations. There must be a big explanation for this big event. Now, in March 1981, a man by the name of John Hinckley tried to assassinate then President Reagan. He was a lone gunman. There are no conspiracy theories about this whatsoever. You know why? Because he failed. That's why there were no conspiracy theories. But if he would have succeeded, people would not accept the idea that a small event can cause such a big thing. And they would have immediately started to create conspiracies and theories and who was behind it and so on and so forth. So it's proportionality bias. The cause of an event is proportionate to its effects. And by the way, with conspiracy theories, history repeats itself. 5G causes COVID-19. In 1889, when there was the global influenza outbreak, people blamed it on the electric light bulb. Same thing, different technology. COVID-19 is a bioweapon. It's a plan by China to destroy the West. In the 14th century, there was an outbreak of the bubonic plague, and people thought that it was caused by the Jewish people. History repeats itself. Bill Gates wants to put nanochips in the vaccine so they can control and monitor people. In 1918, people accused Bayer, which is the large pharmaceutical company, of putting the Spanish flu in aspirin. So history just keeps repeating itself. In the second khutbah, inshallah, we'll see the dangers of these types of belief Islamically, or as it pertains to the Muslim community in particular. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So the problem with believing in many of these conspiracy theories Islamically, number one, is that you endanger people. There are many videos now of uninformed Muslims talking about the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccine. Some of them going as far as to say that it is haram to get vaccinated. And our Sheikh Waleed gave a khutbah a few Jum'ahs ago about the vaccine and how it's not haram and explained that in detail. But these people are saying it's haram even though it's not their place to make a fatwa. The scholars never said it's haram, but again, they know more than the experts in any field, including Islam. One video shows a Muslim man, and he is showing actual numbers of people who got the COVID-19 vaccine, and then they didn't feel well afterwards, and they were not even able to perform regular activities. And it was actual information from a trusted source. But he never mentions that only lasted from 1 to 3 days in some cases. That's it. He just mentions it like it's for the rest of their life, they're unable to do anything. So where's the religious honesty in that? The other thing is that the danger is that it will perpetuate this feeling of weakness and helplessness in Muslims. Many Muslims feel that way anyways, that they're not in control, that their Muslims are weak, Muslims are helpless. And these conspiracy theories, most of them, that's all they do. They just affirm that and they perpetuate that. Because theory after theory will tell you how a few are controlling the masses, and they're controlling us, and they're controlling the world, and there's nothing we are able to do, we can do about it, and they're in complete power, and we're completely powerless. So they talk about the New World Order, the Illuminati, which is just a few people that are unknown, and they do whatever they want with the earth, or the Rothschilds are the ones pulling the strings. All these theories. Have they forgotten? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, the earth belongs to Allah, and He'll inherit it to whomever He wills of His servants, and the final end is for those who have taqwa. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That the earth will be inherited by our righteous servants. To tell me that a few handful of people control the entire world and nobody knows who they are, has never ever seen them. The other problem is that the conspiracy theories, they creep into our religion. So the Illuminati are the ones who will pave the way for the Dajjal. They will facilitate the way for the emergence of the Dajjal. Even the Illuminati don't exist at all. There's not a shred of evidence that there's such a secretive group that controls the earth. But if you look at the ahadith of the Dajjal in detail, you will see that there's no room for the story of the Illuminati in the story of the Dajjal. No room whatsoever. There's no way they can help him, and there is no need for it as well. Most people don't even understand the story of the Dajjal, so they think all these things are precursors or assistants of him and so on and so forth. But These theories have crept into our own religion, the conspiracy theories. Likewise, they utilize religion. There's a very famous Muslim speaker who has very good knowledge of history and politics, but very poor knowledge of hadith and its meanings. And he reinterprets what the role of the British, the Mahdi, the Dajjal, the New World Order, microchips, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, to form a nonsensical narrative of the end of times. And his lectures are incredibly popular amongst people. So from the solutions, number one, when you encounter someone who believes in a ridiculous conspiracy theory, don't mock their belief. Don't mock what they believe in. Because experts say that makes them dig in more. It just makes them more firm upon their position. So you're not going to convince them by mocking them. The other thing is what people need to do, what we need to do ourselves, and encourage those who believe in theories to fact check everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ. If they receive any news related to their safety or public safety or fear, أَذَاعُوا بِهِ, they spread it immediately. وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَىٰ أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. And if they had, or they should, and if they would have referred it back to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those in the places of authority amongst them, لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ, that those in charge amongst them, they would have investigated and known the truth of the matter. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy, you would have followed the shaitan except for a few. The other thing is to not give the spotlight to those who spread conspiracies. Yani on WhatsApp, anyone who has a video about how the vaccine is bad for you or it's part of the global domination of this or that, people spread it. Even if they don't believe it, they spread it. Like, why would you spread it? Even if you don't believe it, why would you spread it? What if you spread it to people and they start to believe it? And there were, during this COVID outbreak, there were some Muslims who were just at the forefront of spreading nonsense. And even their theories were not even intelligent. They're not even clever. But they were being spread and invited on shows and Muslim programs to talk about their nonsense and to spread fear and to tell people not to take the vaccine and so on and so forth. So with that, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it, and to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. فَاللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء. وصلى الله وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله. Let me read the announcements very quickly. First is a reminder to donate. You can donate here physically or online at themasjid.org. Sheikh Waleed's class, Excellence and Flaws, will be next Friday. So it's postponed for tonight. We'll continue next Friday, inshallah. Youthful Knowledge with myself tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. on the Masjid Facebook page. Sister Rana Al-Mamluk's Sunday class, weekly Sunday class at 2 p.m. for sisters only, walking the journey with the Qur'an. And please, as usual, just stay where you are after the salah, and the volunteers will direct you when to exit. Jazakumullah khairan.